Ruth Conniff is back here, and this time properly so, to introduce Scott Ross. Please welcome Ruth Conniff. And watch your language.
All right, well, we get the podium set back up. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce our next speaker, who started his career as a journalist and as executive director of One Wisconsin Now, has been kicking butt, pushing out stories that should be statewide news, front page news, week after week. Some of these stories include his report for One Wisconsin Now, One Wisconsin's Now report on the immense power of the Bradley Foundation, the biggest right-wing funder you've never heard of, which is behind the drive to declare our public schools a failure and privatize education, not just here in Wisconsin, but all over the country. One Wisconsin Now, under Scott Ross's leadership, has also been exposing the Walker administration's practice of handing out cash to its cronies, whether it's through the DNR or to a long list of Walker's own political donors who, through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, have gotten grants from the state in the hopes that they might create jobs, although whether or not they do is not part of the deal and is not being tracked at all. One Wisconsin Now produced a report showing exactly who these businesses are, how much money they gave to Scott Walker and his political campaign, how much money they then received from the WEDC under Walker's leadership, and then their follow-up contributions. It could not be more clear. And yet we don't see journalists in the state picking up this information and spreading it out there. So I encourage you to go to One Wisconsin Now's website to read these reports for yourself. Most of all, Scott Ross is the leading national voice on the crisis of student debt in this country. And he has been doing something about that. You could catch him on the Rachel Maddow Show, on The Ed Show, on Melissa Harris Perry, on C-SPAN, or read him in the New York Times, USA Today, or the Washington Post, leading the charge to do something about student debt and make college affordable again so that we don't leave an entire generation behind. Lately, he's been standing with Congressman Mark Pocan, who's pushing out legislation to let students refinance their debt, just like people refinance their home mortgages, which is a cause that is so commonsensical, it is just impossible not to get behind. So with great pride and joy, I introduce to you Scott Ross.
Hello, everybody. Ruth, thank you so very much for that kind and far too long introduction, and for your tireless leadership, and congratulations on the new gig as head of the Progressive magazine. And certainly I would be remiss if I did not thank you, Ed, for all the things that you've done, champion progressive values, ideas, and policies here in the state of Wisconsin for much longer than I have lived here, so thank you. So, my name is Scott Ross, and I was a student loan debtor from 1987 to 2013. When I started acquiring student loan debt, Ronald Reagan was the president. And to give you an idea of just how long that is, I made my final payment this year on June 14th on my 44th birthday, which, if you didn't know, is actually Fighting Bob La Follette's birthday too. By the time I made my final payment this year, you know, the Republicans had magically forgotten something about Ronald Reagan. They forgot that he raised taxes nearly every year he was in office. He doubled the size of the federal government. He tripled the size of the federal deficit. And he granted amnesty to 3 million undocumented immigrants. Now, I would never ascribe selective memory to my friends on the right, but suffice to say, I had student loan debt for a really long time. Now, even though I had debt in my 20s and 30s and 40s, I consider myself one of the lucky ones. And I think that tells you just how bad the crisis of student loan debt is for the 40 million people in America who have it. It's well been reported that student loan debt has topped $1 trillion. In fact, it's $1.2 trillion. It has exceeded all other consumer debt in the United States of America, save for mortgage debt. It's more than credit card debt. It's more than auto debt. And it's the only debt that increased during the Great Recession, that Great Recession of 2007. And if there are any Rush Limbaugh fans in the audience, the 2007 recession was not caused by the 2009 inauguration of President Barack Obama. Now, this student loan crisis has expanded rapidly and exponentially. In 2000, student loan debt was $200 billion. In 2011, it topped $1 trillion. And today, in 2013, it is over $1.2 trillion. So how is higher education and technical college training, which were long vehicles to a middle class life, become a multiple decade debt sentence? Well, the average student loan in the state of Wisconsin for a four-year graduate, any guesses? $27,000. And at least 67% of students have student loan debt. But what does being saddled with thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, possibly for decades after graduation, mean to individual households and mean to our economy? Well, my organizations, One Wisconsin Now and the One Wisconsin Institute, we decided to check it out. Now, increasingly, students and their families have been unable to absorb the skyrocketing cost of tuition. Tuition which has grown by 500% on the average in just the last 20 years. And as more students were forced and their families were forced to take out more and more debt, the federal laws were changed at the behest of Wall Street and the big banks. And what they did was the big banks and Wall Street were able to strip every single consumer protection that is afforded a commercial transaction in the United States specifically away from student loans. That includes an inability to refinance your loan, an inability to discharge your loan in bankruptcy, an inability to lose statutes of limitations on your student loan, and hell, an inability to, you are allowed to circumvent state usury laws when it comes to student loans. Now, I know there are a lot of Bible readers out there, and I believe that usury is referenced in the Bible is not a good thing. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but there are four crimes currently which have no statutes of limitations. They are kidnapping, murder, war crimes, and treason. And we have added student loan debt to that. Now, this spring, we conducted a web-based survey of 61,000 people across these United States, people who had student loan debt. And we even had, we did this and we said, how much is your student loan debt? We asked a bunch of personal questions about your finances, that sort of thing. We actually had to adjust our survey because we had topped off the amount of student loan debt you could have at $150,000. And we had at least a dozen people reach out to us and say, I've got more than that. Can you adjust your survey? So we had to do that. That is how bad student loan debt is out there. And the average reported monthly payment for graduates of a four-year college, $499 a month for almost 20 years. That's the length of their repayment. For two-year degrees, not much better. Average of $385 a month for 18 years. And when you think about those repayment limits for, say, technical college training of 18 years, remember that technical colleges in Wisconsin were free until 1972. So you see how out of control this madness is. Now, let me just say this. Student loan debt is a clear and present danger to the United States economy. And our research shows if you have a student loan debt, you're two-thirds more likely to purchase a used car instead of a new car. A home ownership, not much better. You're two-thirds, if you have a student loan debt, two out of three people with student loan debt rent or live with their parents. And many of those will never be able to own that embodiment of middle class, the American dream, a home of their own. And if you think this doesn't have an impact on our economy, well, you're probably a lobbyist for the Wall Street banks trying to keep these laws in place. Now, we need real solutions to the student loan debt crisis. Now, after past presidential administrations, changed these rules, helped cause the skyrocketing of student loan debt, we do owe President Barack Obama a real round of thanks for work that he has done to mitigate the student loan debt crisis. He ended private companies from being the originators of federal student loans. he introduced income-based repayment, and he offered some loan forgiveness so that you don't get into that cycle of default. So we do owe him a debt of gratitude for that. But there's more to be done, and we cannot wait another minute. The fact is, borrowers are not asking for a bailout. They are hardworking. They took the personal responsibility to finance their higher education, and they deserve action now. And we need real state and federal tax deductions for the interest you're paying on student loan, the same way you can write off interest on your mortgage payment. We need to prevent any tuition increase from not being higher than the rate of inflation. We need to allow borrowers the same low interest rates that the big Wall Street banks do, like Senator Elizabeth Warren has called for, and we need to expand grants for students who qualify. And you know what? Here's a great idea. We should allow the refinancing of student loans like you can do with your mortgage to take advantage of free market, lower interest rates like is afforded every other commercial lending in the United States of America. And I will tell you, I was proud to stand this week with Representative Mark Pocan, who is introducing a bill to do just that. Now, if you have a student loan, say, at an interest rate of 7.875%, like I had, you'd be allowed to refinance that loan at the lower rates that are available. You know, we have ideas, we have enthusiasm, and we have real progressive leadership on the progressive side. Members of the House of Representatives, like Gwen Moore, Mark Pocan, and Ron Kind, have all stood up and said, enough is enough when it comes to student loan debt. And and as I understand the speaking program today, Senator Baldwin is coming after me, so I guess I'm kind of her warm-up act. And so I am very proud to do that, because Senator Baldwin said that student loan debt is a defining issue of our time. Now, you're going to be a little shocked by this, but not all of our elected leaders are on the side of borrowers. You know, for instance, when asked about the student loan debt crisis, our other Senator Ron Johnson, you know what he said? He said we need more for-profit colleges. But I mean, you know, given that guy, I'm unsurprised he's uneducated on this. After all, this is a guy who thinks, you know, Roe versus Wade is a debate over how to cross the Potomac River. All right, here, they're going to come now. And Scott Walker, Governor Walker, what did he do with student loan debt? Well, he made some of the biggest cuts in history to the University of Wisconsin. He slashed the technical college budget on its 100th anniversary by $70 million, 30%. He raised tuition by over $100 million, and he flatlined financial aid for students who need it. You know, yeah, exactly. And you know, here's something that's been bothering me about there's been some discussion about our unmatriculated governor. You know, hey, if you went to college and graduated, great. If you went to college and didn't graduate, great. If you didn't go to college at all, that's fine. That's your choice. But I'm going to tell you, Governor Walker's story doesn't add up. I mean, this is a guy who ran for state office twice before he was 25 years old. This is a guy who's so ambitious that barely moments after he assumes an office, he starts running for the next office. And this is that shrewd tactician, this guy who has an unslakable thirst for power. He wants us to believe that he voluntarily left Marquette University after 3 years to take a part-time gig at a nonprofit organization. Are you kidding me? So I guess we can believe that, which also means we have to accept that our top elected official in the state of Wisconsin cared less about his personal education than George W. Bush. back to my point. It's clear we have not crossed the $1 trillion student loan debt line because students and those returning for training have done the wrong thing. Instead, rising costs, coupled with law changes that allow the big financial institutions to profiteer at the expense of the hopes and dreams of middle-class Americans. I mean, Wall Street loves this deal. The universities, they don't seem to care. And hell, the federal government stands to make $51 billion this fiscal year off of the interest from student loans. Put that in perspective. Last year, ExxonMobil, the largest corporation in America, made $46 billion in profit. We ignore this crisis or peril. Now, as our research shows, if we want a stronger economy and a brighter future for our children, we must acknowledge the drag on the economy of student loan debt. We need to bring balance to the financing system, and we need to restore the promise. We need to restore the promise of higher education. Now, to the generation preceding mine, the one, you know, it's kind of been in charge the last 25 years, federal and state government, when they chronicled your post-college years, it was an existential, family-friendly drama called 30-something. Well, for those of us in Generation X and the millennials, we've got a horror show called $30-something thousand dollars of student loan debt. Now, don't get me wrong. This is a multi-generational crisis. It is caused by avarice. It is caused by profiteering. It is caused by neglect. And 30% of the student loan debt in America is held by people over the age of 50 years old. And last year, in the United States of America, 120,000 Americans over the age of 60 had their Social Security payments garnished because of student loan debt. 120,000. We must come together today to solve this crisis. The future of the middle class is at stake, and there is no bigger threat to our long-term economy than student loan debt. And I say this, don't be afraid of the next generation. I mean, we need to embrace their enthusiasm, their skills, and the training they're getting to create the small businesses and new jobs of tomorrow. But listen, I get it. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody else. I don't know all the jargon. You ever hear of a selfie? Right? It's one of these where you take a picture of yourself. Right? A selfie, it's where you take a picture of yourself. Right? I thought a selfie was what I was doing because I couldn't get a date in high school. And college. All right, and my 30s. So, I can see from my calendar that we have state elections coming up next year. Well, I can tell you there is a growing movement to make the issue of student loan debt central in the public policy debate. There are 40 million Americans and tens of millions of Americans who are their friends and their family and their employers who are joining us in this movement. We have 40 million Generation Xers. We have 80 million millennials. And on the national stage, we see Paul Ryan and Marco Rubio, Sarah Palin, and Scott Walker. And based on their age and their appearance, they're trying to deceive, divide, and conquer us by pretending the conservative side is where the interests for post-baby boomers are represented. And that is bull roar. Student loan debt is the unifying issue for our generations, all of us. Standing up for borrowers to win their loyalty and their enthusiasm and their vote is out there for the taking, progressives. Here in Wisconsin, together, we will make sure politicians are on the record and committed to solving the student loan crisis as their top priority. And as we make certain there is a state, and we must make certain, there is a statewide candidate on the ballot in 2014 who makes ending the student loan debt crisis the central component of their campaign. And if we don't have one of those, by God, we're going to. Thank you so very much.
Scott Ross, great. I love talking to him. He's always like that, not just when he's on stage. He has a ball of energy, and I think he's going to get a lot done.